Nine Kodiak nonprofits recently gained more funds for their areas of operation through PickClick Give, which partnered with the Alaska Department of Revenue in 2007 to allow residents to donate part of their permanent fund dividend to their cause of choice. Kathy Day is the interim program manager for PickClick Give. She says the PFD deadline on March 31st was on March 31st, and that the program did better than ever.
I think we all had hoped that we could raise $3 million, but we even exceeded our own expectations. So we had a 25% increase in donors this year and 20% increase in the dollars raised, and we got to $3.3 million, which is just fantastic.
She says the 540 eligible organizations will be splitting the money. This year in Kodiak, 564 donors raised a total of $33,850 for local organizations. The Humane Society of Kodiak raised $9,975 from 177 donors. Humane Society President Linda Lance says they will invest the majority of that money in the organization's spay and neuter program for shelter and community animals.
The more we spay and neuter pets, the less likely we're going to have abandoned pets or a high population of unwanted pets. There's only so many people to adopt these pets. And so keeping that population under control helps us as a community, and it helps them as well.
The organization that earned the second most pledges was the Kodiak Women's Resource and Crisis Center with $4,875 from 70 donors. Rebecca Shields is the center's executive director. She says they will spend most of the money on operating costs.
It goes to serving the people that are our clients and buys supplies and food items and helps to pay the bills to keep the shelter opened. And it really is an amazing gift to us.
Day adds that PickClick Give's pledges may go up or down in amount, depending on the donor's situation and their permanent fund dividend. The nonprofit will have a more concrete list in early October.